Welcome to the Streamlined Podcaster, a podcast that shows you how to put the right systems in place so you can stop spinning your wheels, focus on making great content, and see your show grow. Because there's nothing worse than putting a ton of effort into your show to see very few benefits and even fewer downloads. My name's Joe Casabona, and I know you're strapped for time, so let's get into it. Something that I observe with a lot of podcasters is when they start out, they say something to the effect of, yeah, so I figure I'll just launch and get a bunch of downloads and then hopefully sponsors will reach out. And that's just simply not the case. As somebody who's been podcasting for over 10 years, who has had brand deals for over 10 years, and who is an active sponsor coach for the Wizards Guild, Justin Moore's thing, I can tell you that sponsors are not just going to reach out, and you probably aren't going to get a bunch of downloads right off the bat. Now, there is also a distinction, right, between people who want to support their business with a podcast and people who start a podcast for the love of the game. And so if you're looking to support your business with your podcast, I have episodes like here and thought pieces over at streamlinedpodcaster.com. And I'll probably put out more of that because I think a lot about that. But if you have started your podcast as a hobby, and you want to maybe turn it into a stream of income, I think that there's a path to that. But I think you really need to switch contexts, right? I love playing the drums, and I am very aware that it is a hobby for me. I don't think I'm good enough to play live. I think I'm barely good enough to play with other people, but I also don't care to do that, right? There's like a Rod Stewart famously does model trains, but does not do them very well. And the idea behind that and other things like that is that, you know, a hobby could be something that you don't do well enough for people to want to pay you. And that's what the drums is for me. I don't want to turn drums into a job. I want to keep that for me, and it can be for me. And maybe your podcast is the same way. Maybe you're really passionate about Disney or Star Wars or coffee mugs or Lego or model trains, and you just want an outlet to talk about it. And if other people enjoy that, then they can follow along. But if you start your podcast off as a hobby and you have a little bit of intention to turn it in to a stream of income, then again, the mindset shift needs to change. So let's go back to me playing the drums. Let's say tomorrow I decide I actually want to make this a job. I want to get paid to be a drummer. My approach has to change. Because right now, my approach is I have an electric drum set. The cymbals don't work as well as they should. I need to probably replace them or fix them. And it's like not really fully optimized for me to play well. It's good enough. You know, it's good enough for me to just go for a half hour or 40 minutes and just play along with songs. And I do have a drums playlist. I'll teach myself a new song every once in a while. But it's mostly a set of 20 to 30 songs that I like to play. And I just put the playlist on random and I play for a half hour. Some of those songs I don't even play right, like play correctly, right? I just play along to them in such a way that I'm keeping the beat and it's fun. And I do, you know, I do try to learn new songs. But again, when I try to learn new songs, I don't know how to read music. At least I don't know how to read it very well. And so I'll usually listen. I'll learn by ear, and it takes me longer, and I'll probably play it incorrectly, but I'll play it through and pick up new things as I'm playing. That's a fine approach for a hobby, right? But if I wanted to be a professional drummer, I would have to start playing for, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 hours a day. I'm actually going to have to learn the songs. I'm not saying I have to learn how to read music, but I'm going to have to learn how to play them the right way, especially songs that are more distinctive, right? If I learn how to play In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, you know, I need to play that correctly. It's got iconic drums in it. If I'm just playing like generic punk song by one of the many bands I used to listen to and still listen to, then that's less, it's less crucial that I play the drums exactly right. Octopus's Garden, like I got to play that. I know how to play that. But I got to play that right, right? So I'm going to need to properly learn how to play those songs. I'm going to have to invest a lot more time. I'm going to have to get a better drum set because, like, again, right now, the drum set I have is fine for the way I'm playing, but it's not fine-tuned. The cymbals or things just sound a little bit off, but it's good enough for me to play as a hobby. The same thing goes for if you are switching your podcast from a hobby to a source of income. You can't really take the approach of, let's just hit record and see what happens. You need to go in with a plan. You need to understand who your podcast helps and why people listen to your podcast, whether that is for entertainment purposes or to learn something or for some other reason, right? No matter what, your podcast solves a problem. If you're like, this is really just entertainment. Entertainment solves problems, right? I will watch when I'm sad or having a bad day, I will watch Friends. Because, you know, 196 of the 200 plus episodes are not heavy episodes. They are just funny hijinks, sitcom things happen. And it helps me forget, right? So you need to think about what your podcast, what problem your podcast solves, why people listen to your podcast. And there are actually, I have three I's for changing your podcast from a hobby to a source of income. The first is intentionality. Like I was saying, you need to be intentional with your show. Determine who you're talking to. Make the sound quality better. Have an actual outline for the show. Don't just say, it's totally unstructured. We're just going to have a raw conversation. Because that's not good enough for a podcast where you want it to generate income, especially now, right? With Wondery closing or with the layoffs at Wondery, I think a lot of people are trying to figure out where exactly podcasting lives. And I think it's somewhere between raw, unedited conversation that sounds like it was recorded in a bathroom stall and highly produced cinematic quality audio. It's somewhere in between there, right? Because the cinematic quality audio, the level of effort for those Wondery shows has clearly not borne out as a worthwhile investment. But the crappy shows aren't good either. So you need to be intentional about who you help and the quality of the show you're putting together. The second I, related to the first I, is invest. They say you got to spend money to make money, and ideally you're going to spend a lot less money than you make. But in the beginning, you are going to have to invest a little bit in what you're doing. Hire an editor. Get better software. Maybe if you're putting the show on YouTube, hire a thumbnail person, get a better microphone. Sound quality matters, right? So invest a little bit to show people that you actually care about the show. And the third I is iterate. When you're doing a hobby, right? Again, if I'm going back to my drums example, I'm not iterating that much. I learned a bunch of songs when I was a teenager. I played them when I went off to college. I didn't bring my drum set with me for a million reasons. But then Rock Band came out, and I actually learned a bunch of songs thanks to Rock Band. And my friend and my housemate, John Kelly, shout out. He brought his drum set because he was a drummer too, a much better drummer than me. He brought his drum set and put it in the basement of our house. And he told me I could play it whenever I wanted. And so I ended up learning a bunch of new songs thanks to Rock Band and John Kelly. And, you know, now I'm approaching 40 and I've learned a few new songs, but I'm not really iterating. I'm just doing it for fun. But if you are investing in your show, if you're being intentional, the third eye is iterate. Make the show better by getting feedback, by figuring out what's working and not working, and just improving to make it something that people want to invest in, right? Make it something people want to give you money for. Whether that is through sponsors or, you know, or other ads or hiring you to do something or buying your product. So intentional, invest, iterate. If you want to take your podcast from hobby to income generator, those are the three things you need to do. I'd love to hear from you. Do you have a hobby podcast that you want to start making money from? Let me know what you think. You can send your feedback over at streamlinedfeedback.com. That's streamlined with a D, feedback.com. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.